Okay, Mulvane, Kansas. It's about, I don't know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes from Wichita in Kansas. And Larry Richardson is out there, and we'll find out, but he must be a bridge guy. You know, there are people that you meet occasionally who love bridges, the great bridges of the world, you know. And they are fascinating structures. You know, there are Brooklyn Bridge people, and they, you know, they believe that is the great. And, mm-hmm. and of course, Golden Gate, a lot of people are Golden Gate Bridge people.
Gallup and Gertie.
What is that?
That's that bridge that all went all wacky because they designed it wrong.
And, oh, yeah, okay. Could you just talk among yourselves there? Talk to other musicians. And Larry Richardson's on the line with us, and he built the Golden Gate Bridge in Kansas, in Mulvane, Kansas, which has never been done before. And he's on the line with us right now. And Larry, how are you?
I'm just fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Are you a bridge guy? Are you in love with the concept of bridges? Or?
Well, yeah, I lean more toward the Golden Gate than any because it just... It's always interested me. Mm-hmm. I do like to look at all the other bridges, too, but that's my favorite.
That's your favorite. When did you first see the Golden Gate?
In 1967.
You did?
I saw it when I was in the Army, and they were taking me to Vietnam.
And you were shipping out from there?
I was shipping out from California, correct.
Uh-huh.
And I got to cross it then, and it all kind of started when I was in high school. Back in 67, my mm-hmm. wife now wanted to get married. We were engaged at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, I want to get my Army out of the way, and I want to get across that Golden Gate Bridge. So I joined the Army, and they took me across.
Yeah. That's going the hard way, isn't it, to get across?
That was getting the hard way. Yeah.
But it stayed in the back of your mind, as did your wife.
Right.
Yes.
And so when I got back, I married her, but I got to cross the bridge first.
Yeah. Are you from Mulvane? Is that your hometown?
Right. That's my hometown.
Yeah. And do you farm out there, or...?
No, I was a mailman out here. I worked for the post office.
That's right.
And so,
yeah, that's right. Are you still working for them? Are you retired now?
No, I retired.
Yeah.
I retired 2 years ago.
And what about the construction? I mean, have you built other large structures? Or?
No, I built our house, but that's and my wood shop, but that's the only other large structures. This is larger than any of them, though.
Yeah. You built your house in your wood shop?
Uh-huh. Actually built it out of a... The local lumber yard here had a couple garage kits on sale, so I bought two of them and built the house out of it.
Put them together. I always wanted to do something. You know what I tried to build one time was a geodesic dome.
Ah.
Yeah, they should call them geodesic don'ts. Don't ever try. Because actually nothing fits.
There's a lot of angles there.
There's each one of them's got to be right, or you end up with a gross miscarriage of dome. We could not. Yeah. That was a stupid idea. but this bridge is a kind of a cool idea. How did you go about it? Did you get the plans from someone with the?
No, when I was out in California, I bought a postcard of the Golden Gate.
Yeah.
And my father and I got together on it, and the Cowskin Creek runs through my place here. I own
Cowskin.
Property on both sides.
The mighty Cowskin.
And they tore down the old wooden bridge up here, and they gave me the piers off of it. So we just used my postcard, and we called it comparison engineering. It had to look like that picture. So we did it without any blueprints or any outside help. We picked our own cement in the cement mixer and wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
We actually built our own crane to stand the towers up. So everything was hand done, and we used as much recycled material as we could get.
Yeah.
We had a... Little B. Alice Chalmers, that was the biggest piece of equipment we had mm-hmm. to pull the crane around. And everything else was either levers or winches or whatever it took.
Yeah. So it's sort of like the bridge on the River Kwai here, but it's
real close to that.
Bridge on the River Cowskin.
Bridge on the River Cowskin, that's correct.
Is that a mighty rushing river?
No, it's got some current to it, but it's not a rushing river by any means.
So a leaf will float down it.
Leaf will float down it. grandkids like to make those little wooden boats and watch them disappear.
Is it foot traffic, or can you get a vehicle over this?
We could put a vehicle on it. We've had as much as 3 tons on it.
Yeah.
But we, for liability's sake, we necked the entries down to it so a vehicle won't go on it.
Now, and size-wise, compared to the original Golden Gate Bridge, is you know how long it is and so forth?
Well, I do on mine. Mine's 150 feet long.
Yeah.
It's 25 foot tall, and it's 8 foot wide.
Yeah.
And compared to the Golden Gate, it's 6,450 feet long. I'm a little smaller.
Smaller?
Yeah.
Is it pretty much to scale? Or?
We really didn't go by scale. We just knew we
by
had
thumb.
To get the other bank of the creek. So that kind of ended up the scale. That's how far we got to go.
So the object is to hit the other bank of the creek. And that's a good object with a bridge.
Right. And, you know, if we fell short, we knew it would get wet.
Yeah. So did you have to actually go in the water there and play? And
no, we never got in the water. We did it all off the suspended cables and a footbridge. We had to build an auxiliary footbridge to get back and forth. And then once we got the cables suspended, we actually hung off of those to work on it.
Yeah. How high in the air would you be on something like that?
Off the water, we're 15 to 20 foot off the water on a normal day. So at the high point of the bridge.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the cables are higher yet off that. So you would be, at the ends, you were up to 25, 30 feet in the air.
Okay, so we're talking dizzying heights.
Yeah, you didn't want
for
to
me.
Look up and watch the clouds, because they would make you dizzy.
Now, and now it's a big tourist attraction. People come from all over to...
We have had, surprisingly enough, besides being in the New York Times article, NBC Today Show did an article on it about 10 years ago, and a local station did an article on it, so it... Surprisingly, the amount of people who have come to see it.
Yeah. That's kind of a big gap, though, between the original one. And then some guy from the New York Times showed up there just recently.
Right, just the past week.
Yeah.
And so it was...
Salzburger.
It had kind of died down, but we did have people coming out monthly to see it.
Yeah. Has this been a life changer for you, Larry, building this bridge?
It has. Made some patients come out real quick, or some angry, depending on which day it happened to be. Mm-hmm. But you learn patience with it, and then just to see it get done, it gives you some self-satisfaction that you could do it.
Because
we did not know we could do it when we started it.
Yeah. Have you gone on or considered other, you know, pyramids or, other large projects?
We have talked about it, and... I'm going to say mostly for financial reasons, we haven't really attempted to start another one yet.
Yeah.
But we have...
What have you talked about?
Well, trying to do a Statue of Liberty. That way I would have both coasts. And there is a place up here that sells, you have to put it together, but they sell aluminum Statues of Liberties about 12 foot tall.
Yeah.
And I thought about, well, that'd be neat on the east end of my property. That way I'd have, because the Golden Gate Bridge is actually on the west side.
Yeah, you'd have the whole country in a
I'd
short
have the whole
span
country
there.
In between.
Yeah, coast to coast, right in the middle of Kansas.
That would be the idea, and I've seriously given that some thought.
Yeah.
And such. But it'll have to come in a little bit in the future yet.
Yeah.
And such.
Okay. And have you been back to the original, your original love?
No, we haven't been back, and we're going to try to go out through this next summer.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to... enlarge our honeymoon trip. I was stationed out at Fort Lewis when we got married.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to go south to go back up what we called our honeymoon trip.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to go by the Golden Gate on it.
Yeah.
On this time. So that'll make it right up 43 years when we get there.
You're going to go back to Fort Lewis too, or is that?
We will go up that way.
Yeah.
And such. And then come back. We'll reverse the trip the other way on a coming back. As the way we did go out. We'll come back by Mount Rushmore and Devil's Tower and Yellowstone Park. That's how we went out when I was stationed there.
Yeah.
But this time we'll drop down south first and go to Golden Gate and then up, and then come back through Yellowstone and Mount Rushmore. And
so she's going to get a chance to see it this time.
She's going to get to see it this time.
Sounds great, Larry.
Yeah.
A real pleasure talking with you, and best of luck to you in any future projects, and certainly on this one as well.
Well, we sure thank you.
Yeah. Larry Richardson, ladies and gentlemen. The Mulvaney.